Think Blast. So, I've got in my hands the local scout group's accident report book. That's quite worrying, the way it sounds, but it's purely coincidental. It happened to be lying by the side near me. And here are just a few of the entries. Cubs DIY Night. Timothy, Jason, Harry, Peter, and Luke cut fingers with penknives. Plasters administered. Alastair Manette punched in the head 4 times. He's fine. There's an entry here about a Mr. Oliver who, while walking down a slope, I presume Mr. Oliver is a team leader, walking down slope, slipped and dislocated shoulder. Shoulder relocated, taken to hospital. Just below it, Tommy, walking up slope, slipped over. Here's an entry for Ben Ridgely, hit in face with large wooden post. Now, I'm not doubting that the scout group is superbly run and a very safe place in which one to send one's children, but it's very rare these days to get hit in the face with a large wooden post. Doesn't happen that often. As we're getting punched in the head 4 times, it's even less common. There's an entry here for Peter Smith. Game of Conkers, fell over, dislocated jawbone. I mean, what is going on with this scout group? It's absolutely terrifying. Let's go back a few pages. And, okay, here's one. Harry Peters. Harry Peters sent to fetch ball. Serious knife injury to lower leg. Sorry, where's he doing this? Central Los Angeles? Anyway, so I suppose the thought for this week is have a look at other people's accident books. They're hilarious if you don't know the person and you're not there. Let's hope Harry's okay. Thought Blast, easy writer at hotmail.com.